Unit 4. Old Birds. Part 1. Mini Dictation. Number 1. Andean Condor. Number 2. Eagle Owl. Number 3. Great Sulphur Crested Cockatoo. Number 4. Mute Swan. Number 5. Raven. Number 6. Green Amazon Parrot. Part 2.
Well, let's turn to our next question. Keith Bates writes, "Dear wildlife experts, I know that parrots can live to an incredible age. What about other birds?" So it's over to you, Alan, for this one, I think.
Yes, well, it's an interesting question, but our problem with all questions like this is how reliable are the records? I'll have to talk mostly about birds in captivity, but even then we can't always be sure. I'll start with the oldest bird, whose age has been reliably recorded, and that's an Andean condor. And one died in Moscow Zoo about 1964. Mm-hmm. Now, he was at least 74 because he'd been in captivity for 72 years. But then who knows his age when he was caught? He was adult when he was caught, so he was probably much more than 74. And in Britain, there was another zoo bird, an eagle owl, 68 or more, very likely, when he died. And there was a great sulphur-crested cockatoo. Now, that age wasn't completely verified, but he was probably about 73 when he died. A mute swan. Now, there's a fairly reliable record of 70 years, along with a raven. Now, he was 69 years. And the famous case, Jimmy the Green Amazon Parrot at London Zoo. The claim is that he was born, or rather, he was hatched, in captivity in 1871. So, since he died in 1975, well, that would be 104. But the date of birth isn't really reliable, so one can't be absolutely sure. You see, the problem is that zoos don't always have clear records.
Part 3, A.
Number 1.
We've got coffee and tea and Coca-Cola.
Number 2. Well, the principal products are rubber and oil. Number 3.
There are useful articles on this subject by Brown, Andrews, Jones, Smith.
Number 4.
I suggest you read Brown and Andrews.
Number 5. The clinic is open Monday and Tuesday and Thursday.
Part 3. B.
Number 1.
We've got coffee and tea and Coca-Cola, or some beer if you prefer it.
Number 2. Well, the principal products are rubber and oil. Number 3.
There are useful articles on this subject by Brown, Andrews, Jones, Smith, and Hobson.
Number 4.
I suggest you read Brown and Andrews.
Number 5. The clinic is open Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday.